The Midday Report.
Now, the big story that you would have heard in Eyewitness News is two more former Mkhonto-we Sizwe military veterans have been granted 500 rand bail in the Pretoria Magistrates Court. They're among the 53 vets who allegedly held Defence Minister Thandi Modise, Presidency Minister Monli Gungubele and Deputy Minister Thabang Makwetla hostage. That was last week. So far, 42 people have been released this week. The remaining nine are also due to apply for bail after they were found have pending serious cases against them, including rape, kidnapping and murder as well. But it did get us thinking, what exactly is at the centre of their arguments? And thinking after 1994, you had inclusion into the SANDF, but what happened to the vets thereafter? And all sorts of promises were made. Well, joining us is retired General Keith Mokwape, who's joining us now. General, hi, good afternoon. I just want to unpack this a little bit. What is it that the vets are so unhappy about? Hi.
Good afternoon, Ray. And thanks for having me, and good afternoon to your listeners. The plight of the military veterans has been with us for many years, and it emanates from the integration process. Some people integrated into the SANDF, and some opted out. And those who were demobilized were given some package to go fend for themselves out there. And you will remember many of these people were young when they left the country, had never been in business, had never run budgets. And so when their monies got finished, then they were in trouble. And that problem has been sitting with us for a long time.
So what happens now? There was that meeting that turned into an alleged hostage situation where the ministers were released. You could see the frustration that happened there. What happens to these vets now? In fact, I actually understand if you battle to pay 500 rand bail.
Well, Ray, you heard how Minister Thandi Modise, herself a military veteran, said she didn't feel threatened in that room, in that hall. On the other hand, Minister Gungubele felt that it was a very serious thing, and that's why he called the Minister of Police. So one would say here is a storm in a teacup about how you got to listen to the problems that have been said for so many times. As the Deputy President has said over and over again, they've been raising these issues. So I think that they should give this thing to the DMV and say, Department of Military Veterans, you are given a budget, you have personnel, where are you short? Where are you short? And we retired generals are there as shock absorbers for the ministers. I don't think ministers are the ones who should go and meet people who say, come and talk grievances with us.
Yeah, it certainly is a very good solution. General Keith Mokwape, now he was a former MK commander. Good to have you on the Midday Report. And perhaps there is a solution there. Perhaps there is something there to at least get employment, get consultancy in, and get a viable solution to this.